Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 7, The Lord Begins His Tour of South India. Nityananda Prabhu had suggested someone accompany Mahaprabhu, and he had said, "He will carry your water pot and garments. You may do whatever you like, he will not say a word." Then Mahaprabhu, accepting the request of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he took all his devotees and went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. As soon as they entered his house, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered the Lord obeisances and a place to sit. After seating all the others, the Bhattacharya took his seat. After they had discussed various topics about Krishna, Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "I have come to your place just to receive your order. My elder brother Visvarupa has taken sannyas and gone to South India. Now I must go to search for him. Please permit me to go, for I must tour South India. With your permission, I shall soon return very happily." Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very much agitated. Catching hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this sorrowful reply. "After many births due to some pious activities, I got your association. Now Providence is breaking this invaluable association. If a thunderbolt falls on my head, or if my son dies, I can tolerate it, but I cannot endure the unhappiness of separation from you. My dear Lord, you are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Certainly you will depart, I know that. Still, I ask you to stay here a few days more so that I can see your lotus feet." Upon hearing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relented. He stayed a few days longer and did not depart. The Bhattacharya eagerly invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and fed him very nicely. The Bhattacharya's wife, whose name was Satimata, the mother of Sati, did the cooking. The narrations of these pastimes are very wonderful. Later I shall tell you about this in elaborate detail, but at present I wish to describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South India tour. After staying 5 days at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked his permission to depart for South India. After receiving the Bhattacharya's permission, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. He took the Bhattacharya with him. Seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission. The priest then immediately delivered prasadam and a garland to Lord Chaitanya. Thus receiving Lord Jagannath's permission in the form of a garland, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances, and then, in great jubilation, he prepared to depart for South India. Accompanied by his personal associates and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the altar of Jagannath. The Lord then departed on his South Indian tour. While the Lord was going along the path to Alalanath, which was located on the seashore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave the following orders to Gopinath Acharya. "Bring the 4 sets of loincloths and outer garments I keep at home, and also some prasadam of Lord Jagannath. You may carry these things with the help of some brahmana." While Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was departing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya submitted the following at his lotus feet. "My Lord, I have one final request that I hope you will kindly fulfill. In the town of Vidyanagara, on the bank of the Godavari, there is a responsible government officer named Ramananda Roy. Please do not neglect him, thinking he belongs to a Sudra family engaged in material activities. It is my request that you meet him without fail. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Vanashrama Dharma, the Sudra is the fourth division in the social status. Paracharyatmakam karma sudrasyapi swabhavajam. Sudras are meant to engage in the service of the three higher classes, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. Sri Ramananda Roy belonged to the Karana class, which is the equivalent of the Kayasta class in Bengal. This class is regarded all over India as Sudra. It is said that the Bengali Kayastas were originally engaged as servants of the Brahmanas who came from North India to Bengal. Later, the clerical class became the Kayastas in Bengal. And now there are many mixed classes known as Kayastas. Sometimes it is said in Bengal that those who cannot claim any particular class belong to the Kayasta class. Although these Kayastas or Karanas are considered Sudras, they are very intelligent and highly educated. Most of them are professionals such as lawyers or politicians. Thus in Bengal, the Kayastas are sometimes considered Kshatriyas. In Orissa, however, the Kayasta class, which includes the Karanas, is considered in the Sudra category. Srila Ramananda Roy belonged to this Karana class. Therefore, he was considered a Sudra. He was also the governor of South India under the regime of Maharaj Prataparudra of Orissa. In other words, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Ramananda Roy, although belonging to the Sudra class, was a highly responsible government officer. As far as spiritual advancement is concerned, materialists, politicians, and Sudras are generally disqualified. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya therefore requested that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not neglect Ramananda Roy, who was highly advanced spiritually, although he was born a Sudra and materialist. A Vishayi is one who is attached to family life and is interested only in wife, children, and worldly sense gratification. The senses can be engaged either in worldly enjoyment or in the service of the Lord. Those who are not engaged in the service of the Lord and are interested only in material sense gratification are called Vishayi. Srila Ramananda Roy was engaged in governmental service and he belonged to the Karana class. He was certainly not a sannyasi in saffron cloth, yet he was in the transcendental position of a Paramhamsa householder. Before becoming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya considered Ramananda Roy an ordinary Vishayi because he was a householder engaged in government service. However, when the Bhattacharya was actually enlightened in Vaishnava philosophy, he could understand the exalted transcendental position of Sri Ramananda Roy. Therefore, he referred to him as Adhikari. An Adhikari is one who knows the transcendental science of Krishna and is engaged in his service. Therefore, all Grihastha devotees are designated as Dasa Adhikari. Next verse. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, Ramananda Roy is a fit person to associate with you. No other devotee can compare with him in knowledge of the transcendental mellows. He is a most learned scholar, as well as an expert in devotional mellows. Actually, he is most exalted, and if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. I could not realize when I first spoke with Ramananda Roy that his topics and endeavors were all transcendentally uncommon. I made fun of him simply because he was a Vaishnava. I'll read some of Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Vedas are considered to have been spoken by the Supreme Lord. They were first realized by Brahma, who was the first created being within the universe, Tene Brahma Riddhaya Adhikavaye. Our process is to receive knowledge through the parampara system. from Krishna to Brahma to Narada, Vyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the six Goswamis. By disciplic succession, Lord Brahma was enlightened from within by the original person, Krishna. Our knowledge is fully perfect due to being handed from master to disciple. A Vaishnava is always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and thus neither Karmis nor Gyanis can understand the activities of a Vaishnava. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Bujhaya. Even the most learned man, depending on direct perception of knowledge, cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. After being initiated into Vaishnavism by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realized what a mistake he had made in trying to understand Ramananda Roy, who was very learned and whose endeavors were all directed to rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. The Bhattacharya said, by your mercy, I can now understand the truth about Ramananda Roy. In talking with him, you also will acknowledge his greatness. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request that he meet Ramananda Roy, and bidding Sarvabhauma farewell, the Lord embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhattacharya to bless him while he engaged in the devotional service of Lord Krishna at home, so that by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's mercy, the Lord could return to Jagannath Puri. I'm reading from Srila Prabhupada's purport. In our disciplic line, we have the example of a perfect householder Paramhamsa, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his book, Saranagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, Jai Dina Grihe Bhajana Deki Grihete Goloka Bhai. From Saranagati 31:6. Whenever a householder glorifies the Supreme Lord in his home, his activities are immediately transformed into the activities of Goloka Vrindavan, spiritual activities taking place in the Goloka Vrindavan planet of Krishna. Activities exhibited by Krishna himself at Boma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham existing on this planet, are not different from his activities on the planet Goloka Vrindavan. This is proper realization of Vrindavan anywhere. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we inaugurated the new Vrindavan activities, whereas devotees are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and this is not different from Goloka Vrindavan. The conclusion is that one who acts strictly in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is competent to offer blessings to sannyasis, even though he be a grihastha householder. Although he is in an exalted position, a sannyasi still must elevate himself to the transcendental platform by rendering service to the Lord. By his actual behavior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this way, he set the example of how one should expect blessings from a Vaishnava regardless of his social position. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed on his tour, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately fainted and fell to the ground. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take notice of him. Rather, he left quickly. Who can understand the mind and intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the nature of the mind of an uncommon personality. Sometimes it is soft like a flower, pushpa sama komala katina vajramaya, but sometimes it is as hard as a thunderbolt. The heart of those above common behavior, sometimes harder than a thunderbolt and sometimes softer than a flower. How can one accommodate such contradictions in great personalities? Lord Nityananda Prabhu raised Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and, with the help of his men, saw him to his home. Immediately, all the devotees came and partook of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Afterward, Gopinathacharya came with the garments and prasadam, and all the devotees followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a place known as Alalanath, and there they all offered respects and various prayers. In great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted for some time. Indeed, all the neighbors came and see him. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was also known as Gauda Hari, people began to shout the holy name of Hari. Lord Chaitanya, immersed in his usual ecstasy of love, danced in the midst of them. We shall end here at this very dramatic point, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.